Welcome to the Spirit of Life Ministries. Spirit of Life Ministries' aim is to call to the born-again body of believers to manifest the kingdom of God through the teaching and proclamation of the Word of God, as well as the greater good for all humanity. Spirit of Life Foundation is based on Ephesians 4th chapter, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in unity of the faith and knowledge of the Son of God and fullness of Christ, to the edifying of the body of Christ in love. Spirit of Life Ministries' heart is for the restoration of the soul and greater good for all out of love. Please welcome now Sister Beatrice Jackson.
Thank you for joining Spirit of Life Ministries. I am Sister B. I give honor to the Trinity Godhead, and Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Father, I thank you for another day. I ask that you open the hearts of the hearers. And Holy Ghost, I ask that you give me the grace to minister what you have given me. All these things I ask in Jesus' name, and I thank you for them. Amen. Oh, praise God. Well, last week we ministered on the 10 virgins, the 5 wise and the 5 foolish virgins. And messages that we've been ministering on are all in line with the times that we're in. And we're going to continue in that vein today. I want to pick back up where I left off a couple of weeks ago in regard to seducing spirits. And I want to just expand a little bit more today on a broader scale regarding seducing spirits. And you know what? I forgot to read the definition of seduce a couple weeks back. So you know what? I think it will do well to do that today. And I want you to keep in mind that seducing spirits are trying to seduce us away from the truth of God's word and the life of salvation in Jesus Christ. And they are prominent today. Anyway, to seduce means to entice someone into sexual activity. And this is what most people are familiar with. They think of seduction in regard to sexual activity. However, this is the definition that I want us to really pay attention to. It means to attract someone to a belief or into a course of action that is inadvisable or foolhardy. It means to attract, to allure, like you would allure a mouse to cheese on a mouse trap. It also means to beguile. Do you remember how Eve was beguiled by Satan? Which means to charm in a deceptive way. It also means to mesmerize, which is to hold the attention of someone to exclusion of all else. A good example of that is social media. And I use social media a lot because not everybody, but most people can relate to social media and feeling that pull to draw us in. Whereas we look up and time has gone and we haven't taken time with the Lord. We haven't read our Bible and did other things that we planned. And then here we are. It also means to transfix them. That's what mesmerize also means, to transfix a person. And the key word here in transfix is trance, to like hold in a trance. Praise God. So that said, let's go to 1 Timothy 4, starting at verse 1. And I'll be reading the first 2 verses out of the Amplified Version. Verse 1 reads, "But the Holy Spirit explicitly and unmistakably declares that in latter times some will turn away from the faith, paying attention instead to deceitful and seductive spirits and doctrines of demons." Verse 2, "Misled by the hypocrisy of liars, whose consciences are seared as with a branding iron, leaving them incapable of ethical functioning." In other words, this puts me in the mind to a branding iron that is heated and put to flesh, whether it be a horse or whatever. That area where the branding iron seared is dead. That skin and that area is dead. And that puts me in the mind to Satan also blinding the mind of people. when it says leaving them incapable of ethical functioning. This is what comes to mind. Okay, that's it. Verse 3, and I'll be reading from the New King James Version moving forward. It says, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. And we know that word sanctified means set apart, for it is set apart by the word of God and prayer. God does the cleansing of it, the purifying of it. And this is the truth, praise God. Let's dig a little deeper. Let's look at what it's talking about forbidding to marry, because the truth of God's word is what stands. And also the truth of God's word and rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2 verse 15 tells us to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And that word rightly dividing means to cut straight the revealed word of God, meaning what we read, putting it in its proper context. Praise God. So that's it. 1 Corinthians 7, starting at verse 7. Now, this is what the Apostle Paul is explaining about marriage. For it says, for I wish that all men were even as I myself, meaning he set apart as an apostle to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. He says, but each one has his own gift from God, one in this manner and another in that. But I say to the unmarried and to the widows, it is good for them if they remain even as I am. Verse 9, but if they cannot exercise self-control, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn with passion. And let me say, this also cuts down on a lot of fornication and adultery when we believe and do what the truth of God's word says. Do you see what I'm saying? Now, in the previous verse in 1 Timothy 4, they were spreading a doctrine to forbid to marry. But that's not always true, and that's not always the case for everyone. Let's go to Colossians and look at what it's talking about in regard to days of worship and food. Colossians 2 verse 16 reads, so let no one judge you in food or in drink or regarding a festival or a new moon or Sabbaths, which are a shadow of things to come. But the substance is of Christ. The substance meaning the body is of Christ. Now, it's important to look at this verse in the context of certain religions, because some people, they judge their religion or relationship with Jesus Christ based on food and certain days or Sabbaths. But that's not so. This is the problem. It can actually rob a person of their relationship and their life in Jesus Christ, because we are complete in Jesus Christ. Actually, the book of Colossians talks about us being complete in him and him being the fulfillment of everything. He's the fulfillment of the law, whereas we don't have to keep the works of the law anymore. Everything is in Jesus Christ. Now, some people, they won't eat pork based on their religion. Now, if I don't eat pork, which I don't, well, every once in a while I'll have some pork, but I don't because I'm trying to watch my blood pressure, not because of a religion or my denomination tells me not to do so. Because, see, when we do that, we get into works, what we do rather than what Christ did. And we don't want to rob ourselves of that. We don't want to miss out on the life of Christ based on a day or certain foods. Let's look at days, because some people are caught up in the days, Sabbaths and things as such. Let's go to Romans 14. And as I said, this is so important because of the time that we're in. We are in the last of the last days, and there's going to be a lot of things floating around there, a lot of falsehood in order to rob people of eternal life. Verse 5 in Romans 14 reads, "One person esteems one day above another. Another esteems every day alike. Let each be fully convinced in his own mind." And that word esteem means one person counts one day to be above one day or another person counts another day to be every day to be alike. And it says, let the person be fully convinced in his or her own mind. Verse 6, "For he who observes the day observes it to the Lord, and he who does not observe the day, to the Lord he does not observe it. He who eats, eats to the Lord, for he gives God thanks. And he who does not eat to the Lord, and he who does not eat to the Lord, he does not eat and gives God thanks." And what it comes down to, because some people may just hold Sunday as a special day. Some may count Saturday as a special day. But you know what? Every day we are to live every day. Our life is to reflect the life of Jesus Christ every day, because some people get off course. You know, we hold that special day, and then the other 6 days, we live like we want to. Then what do we do? See, so we need to look at that. We need to look at that. How about this, too? Because you're going to hear things where people are denying the faith and denying the Bible not being true, or they'll say things like, well, the Bible is written by man. However, that's not true. It was penned by men, but it was authored by the Holy Ghost. Let's go to 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 through 17. And I don't know who can deny that the Holy Ghost, God, is the author of this Bible. You know, when they see things that are unfolding around us, and who could know all this except for someone that is all-knowing and was there? The Holy Ghost was there in the beginning, knows the middle and the end. Verse 16 reads, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness," or training and discipline in righteousness. So it was given by God. The word of God was given by God. Have you ever written something and you look back on it maybe a couple of days later and it's like, whoa, wow. You know, it's almost like I didn't write that. I was inspired that day. Well, how come the Holy Ghost can't inspire a man to write like that? How come the Holy Ghost couldn't move on men back then in order to write as such? Praise God. Let's go one more. Many may have heard that some people say, well, there's more than one way to God. Well, again, that's not true. We're standing on the truth of God's word, because this is what will keep us anchored and let us not be pulled in to the flow of the world in regard to being seduced away from our life in Christ. Jesus made it plain in John 14, verse 6. Jesus is letting them know that he's getting ready to go to his Father, and that where I'm going, you should know. Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus Christ is the only way to God the Father. He is the only way to eternal life. Thank you, Jesus. Well, praise God. It looks like that's all we have time for. I do thank you for joining me. This is Spirit of Life Ministries. I'm Sister B, and until next time, God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Spirit of Life Ministries, an end time ministry purposed for revival of the heart toward God, restoration of the soul for the hungry and the lost. Revelation 22:17 says, "And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let those that hear say, come. And let them that are athirst come. They that will, let them take the water of life freely." If you would like to contact or be a blessing to the ministry, Spirit of Life Ministries can be reached at 414-249-5121. Until next time, thank you and God bless you.